Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, Badger news, details on the baseball schedule for the upcoming weekend, and the Brewers had another win, enjoyed a victory 3 in a row now over the Reds, and the Miz will be on the mound later today. Those stories and more coming up. At Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center, the floor you've been dreaming of is ready today. From luxurious carpets to exotic and domestic hardwoods available in hand-scraped, distressed, and smooth finishes, plus durable laminate, ceramic, and vinyl, Badgerland Flooring helps create warm, inviting indoor spaces every day. So confident in their work, Badgerland Flooring includes a 60-day assurance guarantee with every purchase. Discover your perfect floor at badgerlandflooring.com. The University of Wisconsin confirmed yesterday that it has hired Sean Eichhorst to be its new athletic director. Eichhorst, a native of Lone Rock, graduate of River Valley High School, played college football at UW-Whitewater, got his law degree from Marquette, and was on Barry Alvarez's staff from 2006 through 2011.
It's an honor and privilege for me to come back to the University of Wisconsin and work for one of the most elite universities in the world. If you look at my track record, I've always tied myself to elite institutions who are their mission and their values and their people are in alignment relative to the academic and the research. And then, of course, the athletic component and all the great things that that does.
He comes to Madison by way of the University of Texas, where he recently was the deputy athletic director and chief operating officer. He looks to get back and immerse himself in the culture of Wisconsin.
Just relatability, you know, familiarity. I don't take those things for granted, but I do think, and I think Dr. Wilcott's pointed it out, I think it's a bonus that, you know, I grew up outside of Madison. I worked at the university. I worked at another state system, Wisconsin-Whitewater. And so there are ebbs and flows to how these universities work within this great system here in Wisconsin. So, and I know, you know, I know the state. I know there's 72 counties, and I know where Shetek is and Oconomowoc is and, you know, Ashland is and all those other sorts of, you know, places. And so for me, there's a little bit of comfort with that.
That is new University of Wisconsin athletic director Sean Eichhorst, a native of Southwest Wisconsin. Local baseball games will take center stage during the 4th of July holiday. Here's a look at the home talent baseball schedule. First of all, tonight's games, weather permitting, Wisconsin Dells at Reedsburg, Arena at Mazamani, and Casanova at Dodgeville. Sunday league games all weekend long then, including Friday night. Wisconsin Dells plays at Sauk Prairie, Argyle at Wyota, Middleton at Black Earth, Ashton at Mazamani, and Sun Prairie will be at Ryo. Games on the 4th of July, lots of games centered around community celebrations as well. Black Earth at Cross Plains, Arena at Ridgeway is going to be on the 4th at 1 o'clock, Belleville at Schulzburg-Benton, Hollandale at Dodgeville at 1, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb plays at Verona, and Muscadet is at Blanchardville at 1 on the 4th. Middleton plays at Reedsburg for Reedsburg's 4th of July commemoration. That's at 4 Saturday. And Casanova is at Mazamani for their 4th celebration. That starts at 4 o'clock. Games coming up on Sunday in home talent action on the 5th, Wisconsin Dells at Casanova. That's our next local baseball broadcast Sunday afternoon, 12:45 pregame. 1 o'clock first pitch time. Sauk Prairie will be at Reedsburg as well. Ridgeway at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Verona is at Arena for a showdown game in the western section. Arena, a team that almost knocked off Verona last year a couple of times, lost to him in the finals of the section. They'll rematch on Sunday. Blanchardville at Belleville, Wyota at Schulzburg-Benton, Argyle at Hollandale, and Muscadet will play host to Dodgeville Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell went 4-for-4 with a double, triple, and an RBI in Wednesday's 4-2 win over Cincinnati. Milwaukee goes for the sweep this afternoon. A pair of runs in the bottom of the seventh broke the 2-2 tie and made a winner on reliever Aaron Ashby. He has 12 wins this season to lead the major leagues. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, starts the final game of the series this afternoon. Speaking of Garrett Mitchell last night, a 4-for-4 night, and he impressed the manager, Pat Murphy.
He's just played every day, done whatever, hit against lefties tonight, you know, and that's something that he's just gotten better and better, and I commend his teammates for welcoming him back and, you know, seeking to understand what he's been through watching us play, you know, for 4 years. So it's a great story.
Garrett Mitchell talked about his approach.
My confidence hasn't wavered much. Like I said, I show up the same every day since the first day of camp to now, like sticking with the process. And obviously, like when things are going good and you're feeling good, like that's shown more. But like I wouldn't say I feel more, like any more confident. I think like I show up knowing what I'm capable of on a given day. But obviously, like being in rhythm helps with that, right? Like. Sure. Not going up there thinking as much and just being athletic and being yourself. But I think that's with playing games and being out there. Most importantly, I think that's where, like, that confidence doesn't change day to day.
Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs banged out 23 runs, 23-3 over San Diego, Atlanta 5-1 over St. Louis, Philadelphia 10, Pittsburgh 6, Colorado beat Miami 6-3, San Francisco 6-4 over Arizona. In the American League, Baltimore 6, the White Sox 1, Cleveland 9-4 over Texas, Detroit beat the Yankees 6-2, Tampa Bay 4-0 over Kansas City, Minnesota 8, Houston 3, Interleague play, Washington 10-2 over Boston, Toronto 9, the Mets 3, and the Athletics 7-1 over the Dodgers. The Packers are planning to hold two job fairs for games at Lambeau Field. The team announced yesterday that successful applicants would work the games of the 2026 NFL season. The job fairs will be held at the Johnsonville Tailgate Village July 7th and 21st from 4 until 6 p.m. each day. Job listings are available online and people can also apply online. The United States enjoyed a 2-0 win over Bosnia to advance to the round of 16 in the World Cup. Also from the world of sports, a blockbuster NBA trade again. In the offseason, the Boston Celtics sending 2024 NBA Finals MVP Jaylen Brown to the 76ers for Paul George and a slew of draft capital in yet another blockbuster offseason move in the NBA. A person with knowledge of the items said that yesterday. Boston also gets 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks, according to the person who spoke on the condition of remaining anonymous. The trade had not received the required league approvals, and many of those will be coming up on the 6th of July. The Bucks have signed another promising big man to a multi-year contract. NBA.com reports that forward Bogoljub Marković reached agreement with the team on a deal announced Wednesday. Marković played 30 games last season with the Mega Basket team in Serbia's Adriatic League. He was named MVP after producing 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. He was also named the league's top prospect for the second straight year. That is a look at sports today. I am Phil Nee.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.